1. Bring ideas in and entertain them royally, for one of them may be the king. Mark Van Doren, American poet and scholar. Skymasters Aerospace Inc., XF-111 Supervark Bomber, over Western Russia, July 2017. Big Bird radar detected at 12 o'clock. Estimated range, 40 miles. The XF-111 Supervark's computer said in a calm female voice. Detection probability, high. Activate spear, Brad McClanahan ordered, tweaking his stick to the left. The bomber banked slightly, following the visual cues shown by its digital terrain-following system. Blinking lights on a towering factory smokestack flashed past the right side of the canopy and vanished in the darkness. The XF-111 juddered slightly, hitting turbulence created by warmer air rising from the ground just 200 feet below.
ALQ-293 spear activated, the computer told him.
Brad relaxed slightly. If the computer was doing its job right, his XF-111's self-protection electronically agile reaction system was busy transmitting precisely tailored signals that would fool the enemy radar into believing his bomber was somewhere else in the sky over Russia. And that might make the very real difference between living a while longer and catastrophic mission failure. That dry little phrase used by a Skymaster's tactics instructors to describe what happened when a missile hit turned an aircraft into a tumbling ball of flame and shredded metal. Then he tightened up again. That radar detection was an indication that he was flying straight into the zone where Russia's air defenses formed what was supposed to be an impenetrable barrier of overlapping radars and surface-to-air missile batteries. The 91N6E radar, codenamed Big Bird by NATO, was the acquisition and battle management radar for Russia's first-line S-400 Triumph SAM battalions. Equipped with 8 launchers, each S-400 battalion could fire up a mix of up to 32 highly accurate long-range surface-to-air missiles. That was more than enough to make a very bad day for any attacking aircraft.
Search radar broke lock, the computer reported.
Brad really hoped the XF-111's defensive programs were...